My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time to end another week in the books, if you will. It's a Friday, and I hope that maybe today you'll learn a little bit about some things that might just make life a little better, a little healthier, a little happier, just a little bit, you know, from top to bottom. Maybe better than it is right at this point, maybe moving forward through the weekend. You'll be in a better, healthier state because that is what it's all about. Everybody wants to feel better, be better, have more energy, deal with their stress more effectively, not be sick, you know, be able to get through the day and be a little bit happier in their own skin. But then again, we'd all like a magic wand to just come over the top and, you know, make it real easy for us, obviously, but that's not going to happen. We have to have a little bit of work, but we also need to know which direction we're heading in and maybe which protocols and which would be the best strategy for us moving forward. And that's when the confusion comes in. Hopefully here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, we'll talk about the relevant topics that are interesting to you and maybe will make your life just a little bit better. Maybe open up the doors for dialogue, give you ideas and information so you can have a better conversation with your doctor, your medical practitioner, your family, your friends, your coworkers. And that's the whole idea, is being able to have relevant topics for today's world. I also bring you the best guest at the top of my industry, the best of the best educators and formulators and scientists and the doctors and the people that are putting together these amazing companies that allow us to be able to have great choice at high integrity products. And that's what I've been doing here on the show well over 30 some odd years. The industry has changed, and today we have a lot more good stuff at our fingertips. So just knowing where to go and what to choose and what questions to ask can make a dramatic difference. Every day, I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They're consistent at information and education and carrying the best of the best products and making the companies, you know, stand behind their products and never bringing lines of products in where companies don't think about the consumer and high integrities first. If you don't see a line of products there, there's a good reason. The lines you do see there are the best of the best in every category, and they're from the companies that really do, you know, think of us consumers at the first and primary, and that's really important. You'll always choose the best quality products that stay healthy, and with it comes great information, education, and that open dialogue that has made them such a destination here in the Las Vegas Valley. Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 7. Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, enter your email address, start getting coupons, newsletters, and all kinds of up-to-date relevant information. And also while you're there, take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, read those industry articles on the homepage. It will bring you closer to being up to date and relevant in the area of health and nutrition for today's world. All of that right on their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And of course, a thumbs up on their Facebook page will also bring you great information and connection to the store every single day. Well, today we're going to be talking about our upcoming summer heat that's actually pretty well working its way into the Southwest. You wouldn't know it from what's going on in the middle of the Midwest. But I got to tell you, we're doing really well, and we've got some nice weather coming. Allergy season, of course, with the warming up. But we want to prepare ourselves a little bit better to be able to enjoy this beautiful weather and get out. And, you know, people have a, and Dr. Starkey will also tell you, you know, how much sweat and water we lose every single day, no matter what time of the year it is. But of course, in the summer, things are more visible and you see the ramifications of dehydration. So we're going to talk about preparing our body, things we can do every day to feel better and be more energetic, because there's nothing worse than wanting to be out and around and feeling like a wet, wrung out rag because you didn't hydrate yourself and you didn't make sure you had the right minerals in your body. And all of that can be taken care of very, very easily with the products from Trace Minerals Research. Dr. Darren Starkey is a board-certified naturopathic physician and a member of the American Alternative Medical Association. For the past 27 years, he's been working for Trace Minerals Research. He is currently their director of training and lectures extensively throughout the United States. He is considered an expert in the field of trace mineral balance and deficiency, and as a naturopath, he specializes his learning and education to focus on the role of trace minerals within our body. While he is an advocate for good nutrition, he, myself as well, believe that good nutrition starts in the soil and that much of our world's soil today is depleted of the necessary elements that ensure proper nutrition can be brought about from that soil. His ability to relate his understanding of trace minerals to others helps enlighten those both within his field as well as the general public on the building blocks of a healthy diet. Dr. Starkey strives to expand the public's knowledge on trace minerals, and throughout his career has done many radio programs. He's here every single month on mine, and it's always a pleasure to have him here because, you know, this is his area of expertise, minerals, and teaching and getting us to understand the importance of minerals. He is continually searching for new ways to educate people and the public about the benefits of minerals and trace mineral supplementation and the tasks they have in our overall nutrition. Help me welcome my guest, Dr. Starkey. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
How's the weather where you are?
It's rainy today.
Well,
but like I heard you mention, as far as the Midwest, to think that they're getting 2 feet of snow in this cyclone, holy smokes. I have to go back to the fact that, you know, when we imbalance Mother Nature's soil, I think that the cause and effects can be just as great for her as they are for us, right?
Oh, I think so, and I think so very much. And I think a lot of us are really kind of looking at things today that are harder for us to maybe understand because, you know, we get comfortable with things. And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned this. There was a time out here in Las Vegas, probably 20-some years ago, when we used to get wind in May. That was like a windy month. And, you know, it was kind of the humidity was around 3 to maybe 5%, 8%. That was it. And, you know, then we have a couple booms out here and people are here and then the weather starts changing and now it's windy. I swear, it seems like it's windy every single day. Humidity runs so much higher because everybody brought their trees, their landscaping and their swimming pools with them. And the world is, it's changed out here. So there is no getting used to it. What there is listening and always trying to be prepared.
I think that oftentimes when we stop to look at the changes, I think there's a lot that we can do. But more importantly, that's one thing I appreciate about you, Jeff, and your passion about what you do is bringing the basics back.
Doesn't it come down to basics, though, Dr. Starkey?
Absolutely.
Because we have a tendency to kind of glorify and intensify and bling and put all the bells and the whistles on things. And I understand that that's kind of what we gravitate to. But when we come right down to it, the basics are what got us as a planet and as a human race to where we are today.
Correct. You know, if there's one thing I've hung my hat on throughout my entire career, Jeff, is that we are only as healthy as our soil is fertile. And you can tell by our society today how you know, deficient our soil is, because it doesn't take long, especially when you start, you know, involving ourselves in not only our personal families' lives, but individuals outside of our families in, you know, very close proximities, that our foundations are crumbling. I mean, look at the health conditions that we face today, and I just don't think that we're asking the right questions yet.
You know, I think you're right, and I don't think we ask the right questions. And I think that, you know, many times what ends up happening is we are in a conundrum of which direction to go anymore. I think we've surrendered our health. I think we kind of have become puppets to the medical association. And I have the biggest respect and the deepest respect for our medical community. And I like it even better when they incorporate more than just one traditional side of the pharmaceutical counter into the protocol. And I think that today we can't rely solely on just antibiotics and medication to control symptoms. I think we do need to start asking questions, probing deeper. And people, our responsibility is to listen to our bodies when they're talking to us.
Correct.
Because I don't think we do. I think that we have a tendency to just kind of wait until things are really broken before we go in. We don't listen to the bells and whistles. And I got to tell you, I have a story that goes along with this. And I think it really does, you know, play a role because of the fact that so many of us are busy, but we prioritize our busyness and we take away the things that we should be busy with, the important things. You know, it's kind of the story of this person that goes to work and they drive the same way every day, and right around the corner from their job is a stop sign. So they're driving one morning and they hit the stop sign and their brakes squeal and they're like, oh no, I can't deal with this today. So they turn up the radio. And they're like, can't deal with it. Too much stuff this week. Too many projects. Too much stuff going on. So during the week, it squeals every single morning at that stoplight. He just turns up the radio. And next week happens again. Next week, it goes away. So out of sight, out of mind. Ooh, it fixed itself. I'm perfectly fine. Next week, it happens again. A little bit louder this time. Happens all week long. Turn up the radio. Another busy week because we don't know how to prioritize. And then it goes away. And then about a week later, he hits that stop sign. And rather than a squeal, it's grinding. And he can smell burning. And the rotors and the calipers and everything is just... And he gets to work and he actually has it towed to the garage because he's afraid to drive it. And the mechanic says, you know, you would have listened to this when it just started squealing. It would have cost you about $1,500 for a couple brake pads. He goes, now it's going to cost you $1,500 because all these rotors and everything are damaged because you didn't listen when it was talking to you. And I wonder how much this applies to our world today, because we do wait until the tiny little molehills and speed bumps become mountains.
Correct.
And I don't know how we retrain that.
Correct. No, I think you're absolutely on the button there. And I think that not only the radio, but we of course plan ourselves on our iPhones or,
true,
you know, there's a lot of ways that are distracting to our overall well-being. But I think, again, we become so reactive instead of proactive. And the sad part is that's why Stay Healthy is going to be healthy for years to come, because when we start asking the right questions, there's an amazing staff there that has some wonderful knowledge that I have to say, the first question out of their mouth is not what type of insurance you have, but ultimately what are you personally working through?
You know, I've been there off and on so many times over the years, and if I'm there and I'm sitting at a table, and I will hear someone come in and they'll ask for something, and I hear it with all the people that are at Stay Healthy. But I remember probably about a month or so ago, I was there and Marge was standing kind of close to me, and the person comes in and they asked for something, and they were just real excited about what they asked for, and Marge says, what are you using that for? And they said, this, and she said, that's not what that's for. And you could just see them go, what? But my friend said, my coworker said, my boss said, my wife said, my kids said, the TV said, the book said, and she says, well, it doesn't work in that area. What are you trying to do? And the guy says, well, I'm trying to work on this and this because my doctor said I need to, and I'm not quite at the medication stage, and yada, yada, yada. And she says, you need to go this way because this will work directly on what you're trying to do. And the guy was just a little befuddled, and then as she explained it to him, and he's like, oh, that makes sense. He says, well, why did they say that? And she goes, why does anybody say anything, really?
Correct.
You know, so you have to do your own homework. But,
absolutely.
You know, now he could have gone someplace else, asked for it. They would have just said, here it is. Now, he would have been, let's say, a week, a month, 6 months, a year, go back into the doctor, and nothing is any different. In his mind, he thinks he's doing something that's really good, but not getting any kind of results. The dialogue today has become more important than anything else. Words have so much more meaning today than they ever did.
Right.
And where words really didn't mean anything in the past, there was a time when actions were the only thing that meant anything. But today, words have really become an importance. Now, people use words against other people today, but good solid information and words can actually lead you and at least point you in the right direction, and then action can come in.
Right. I think that on that note, you know, we at the touch of a button, whether it be on our computer or on our cell phones, our iPhones, I think we have more information than we've ever had in mankind's history. But I think it's, as you've mentioned, if you don't do your own homework, you can't take somebody's word on the internet to be, you know, a guidance for your personal health. But again, be very cautious and listen to your bodies. That ultimately, you are your greatest physician. You know your bodies better than anybody.
So when people start thinking about minerals, how do we bring the importance of minerals back to our industry when so many people, when they hear health and nutrition, when they hear natural products, when they hear health food stores, the one word they always think of is vitamin, but
correct,
they rarely think mineral first.
Correct.
And I have to tell you, I think that, and I've said this a million times with you, of course, if I was stuck on an island and I could only take one nutritional supplement with me, a lifetime supply, it would be minerals, because I know I could find something green to eat and something that I could figure out that would give me some vitamins along the way, but I don't know if I could ever rely on the minerals.
You know, that's a great point, and the fact that I think that, again, I think that as a society, you know, we're building our house of health from the roof down because that's the way our information is given. But I think we all understand that if we don't have a firm foundation, it really doesn't matter what we build with or what we decorate with, that once that foundation starts to crumble, it's all going to crumble. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's why this topic is so vitally important to be able to implement and supplement these, not only just the macro elements, but more importantly, the trace elements, because the trace elements, of course, are helping the absorption, activation, regulation, and balance to the other nutrients that our bodies need.
Good point. Now, you travel a lot. I travel. You know, a lot of us are out there traveling around, you know, teaching, educating, doing what we do. Do you find certain parts of the country are more open to learning about minerals, or are we across the board making a difference?
I don't know how to answer that question. You know, I just spent a week, Jeff, and you know how this is. I spent a day in Dallas, Texas. I then was swept off to the airport, and I spent 2 days in Syracuse, New York. And then I was taken to the airport, and I spent a day in Chicago.
Okay.
And then I spent a day in Detroit on my way home. And yet, no matter where I go in this country, you know, again, standing in front of these audiences, these general, you know, the general interest is starting to, you know, I think that we're making a difference, but at the same time, I think that you hit it right on the button. I mean, when the number one selling, you know, multivitamin in our nation, Jeff, is smaller than a pea, and they can sell that to us as all that's all we need.
Yeah.
I think that that's a crime against our intelligence.
Oh, I agree 100%. And I mean, as much as I try to cut back on my supplementation, and I try to say, okay, I got to cut this back because I'm taking everything in the world, you know, and I'll cut back a little bit. There are just things that I can't let go. My hand is glued to the bottle, and I keep sliding them back. And I think to myself, why would I want to give up a benefit like that?
Right. No, I you know, and I think that, again, going back to the basics, I we have to ask the question, when most of, you know, where are we eating, you know, and you're right, I'm going to tell them again, as I always do, you know, when you stop to think about it, you know, sure, we're getting into the heat season, but, you know, when we lose between 2.5 to 3 cups of body fluid a day just by breathing, you don't have to be an Olympic athlete to lose these minerals. I mean, I think that we deal, and please forgive me for this, but I think we deal with more professional couch potatoes that are now starting to ask the questions because they're in crisis. But at the same time, through respiration, perspiration, urination, defecation, and, of course, menstruation in women and during that time of their lives, there's a constant steady pull on these electrolytes every single day. Because at the same time, you know, Jeff, when's the last time you quit breathing since you left your mother's womb?
Never.
Right? And that'd be a really cool story because you're here to tell it, right? Mm-hmm. If you did quit breathing. But that's my point, is that we take it for granted, and yet what we're losing, if our output of these electrolytes are greater than our input, and they're not coming from our water, and they're not coming from our food, we have to supplement. And to me, that's what's so important about these trace minerals, is that this is a product that we always refer to that is our base supplement in our line, and that's the concentrated trace mineral drops.
You know, I have a friend, and I was actually talking to her about a week or so ago, and she said, she was talking about her husband went back to the gym, and, you know, she picked up some concentrated trace minerals and some power packs and stuff for him. You know, she said, because he's sweating a lot, because he's losing weight and doing a lot of cardio, and it's been great for him. She says, but what I've noticed lately is, and you mentioned this just before, she said, I can just be sitting. She goes, I am not overly active at all. She's not overweight. She's very healthy, but she doesn't exercise other than basic. She said, but lately I just sit on the couch and I have to jump up with cramps.
Yep.
And I just, and it just kind of tells you right there, there's somebody who's not out there beating the gym and, you know, hitting the treadmill and doing the over amount of visible sweating and all that kind of stuff, just living her life, and her body is talking to her.
I think that one of those variables, and there's so many different variables in this equation, but I think the one that's plaguing our society, that's robbing us of our balance, our mineral balance daily, Jeff, is the amount of stress that we're under as a society today.
Well, I think I agree with that.
You know, they don't call that the silent killer for nothing, right? Mm-hmm. But I think that as it elevates, you know, of course, our cortisol and all of our different, again, it can affect so many, it affects every aspect of our existence. But if we're not feeding the body and balancing the body on a daily basis, remember, these trace minerals cannot be synthesized by the body. They can't be manufactured. We have to give them back. And again, I would say that I love when, of course, during the heat of the season comes on. You know, I think that we go into it quite unprepared as a society, because when it's cold, I think we face more dehydration during, you know, issues during the wintertime than we ever do during the summertime. But going into the, you know, into the summertime, we're more apt to pick up or to start drinking something when it's hot outside. But I would say that, you know, again, if we're not preparing our bodies to experience the heat, I think that dehydration needs to be the leading point of interest here, because there's so many wonderful indicators that our bodies are giving us that if we're not paying close attention, Jeff, again, we're going to be reacting to our symptoms instead of proactive and resolving those before they come to begin with.
You know, someone just chimed in and she said, you know, I notice that more and more as I'm getting older, my muscles just are reacting negatively. And
sure.
I'm bringing in more and more minerals into my diet, and I use 4 or 5 of the products from the company you're talking about right now, and it's made a big difference. But if I stop taking them, it only takes a couple of weeks for my body to start reacting negatively.
It's amazing to me how long it takes us to get our balance back, but how quick it is to fall back into our ruts.
Yeah.
But with that being said, those muscle cramps and spasms are wonderful indicators of dehydration. Mm-hmm. And it's not until we're in a painful cramp that we start rubbing, you know, trying to rub it out or beat it out of our legs or, you know, wherever it might be. But I think that, again, those little spasms that, you know, take place in the corner of the mouth or the nose or the eye or, you know, again, we know you should be aware of those because only you can discuss them, right? Only we can share where those spasms are because we feel them. Nobody else responds to them. But I would say that that is a wonderful indicator that you're, you know, if you're not dehydrated, you're very close to it. I think another one is constipation. I think that constipation is plaguing our nation, and I think that one of the issues there is, again, dehydration. Mm. If we're not having proper bowel, you know, if we're eating three meals a day and we're only, excreting one meal a week or two, that is not normal. In fact, to me, that's severe as far as, you know, from a constipation, you know, from a point of dehydration, we have to keep hydrating that body.
You know, somebody just chimed in and she said, I started drinking more water after listening to you, Jeff, years ago, and it always made such a dramatic difference. And then I got to the point when it seemed like the water was not giving me what I needed as much, and that's when I added some of the trace minerals, and it was like the water needed the minerals to be able to work. And maybe it's because I'm older.
No, I don't think it's because you're older. I think it's common sense. Think about this. You know, we were designed to live on groundwater, spring water, creek water, river water, right? Mm-hmm. And yet, the last time, Jeff, you been to your local creek or river lately?
Yeah.
And if you have, did you have a desire to dip a cup and start to drink and say, there's my minerals for the day?
No.
No. I mean, we're scared to death of our environment to the point where most of our population they won't drink out of their tap water, but they feel comfortable when they put a bottle of filtered distilled RO water in front of them. And what are we filtering? What are we distilling out of that water? And I would say again, sure, there might be contaminants, but it's the minerals that our bodies are crying for. The water is like a catalyst. That's like the taxi cab. But what good is the taxi cab if we're not putting passengers in, right? Mm-hmm. And I would say that by remineralizing those waters on a daily basis, you know, whatever type of water that you trust, remineralizing them, putting those passengers back in those taxi cabs and letting that water transport where they're needed, I think that, again, it doesn't come with age. I think that especially with, for instance, children. You know, children, when they get fussy and they get anxious and they start to cry and there's no tears, or, you know, it's not normal for a baby not to have a wet diaper every hour or two. You know, those are some wonderful indicators from a child's perspective, or, you know, a parent should be paying very close attention to, that their child is desperate for hydration. So these minerals can be given both to the young of young and the old of old. And again, I think that going back to the basics with these products during the summertime we should be enjoying the change of season instead of course ending up bedside in an emergency room because of the symptoms that we ignored. And I love that story that you told because I think it's perfect for what we're going into.
We're talking with Dr. Darren Starkey today from Trace Minerals Research and about some of the products. We'll mention some more of them right after the break. But it is time for us to start thinking about our muscles and ligaments and tendons. Actually, all year long is time when we should be thinking. But this seems to be the time of the year when most people start thinking about it and they feel so much better that it just becomes a year-round thing. And I'll tell you what, your body will love you for it. We'll be right back with Dr. Darren Starkey, Trace Mineral Research products available every day at Stay Healthy. Stay tuned.
Raw Probiotics is a truly unique formulation that is based on a Bulgarian cultured dairy drink research by Dr. Eli Melichnikov, the father of probiotics. It's not just isolated bacteria in a pill. It is a whole food probiotic complex that contains three main ingredients: Bulgarian yogurt, kefir scobies or kefir grains, bottom of the kombucha drink, and the modern concentrated strains of probiotics. One of the most unique features is that this product has cultural diversity, meaning it includes a record-setting 30-plus probiotic strains. The product is raw, which means more than processed with low heat. It means no fillers or binders like magnesium stearate, commonly used for standardization in other probiotics. Our Arrive Alive process ensures maximum viability of the bacteria by keeping the probiotics environment temperature and humidity controlled during manufacturing and shipping. Finally, raw probiotics represents an incredible value. Each serving, 3 capsules, is formulated to a minimum of 85 billion CFU at time of expiration. If you took only 1 capsule per day, that extends the bottle to a 3-month supply that costs $15 per month. We challenge you to find another whole food probiotic that packs 27 billion CFU per capsule at a better value. In summary, this is a whole food probiotic. It has more strains, a higher CFU count than most. It's raw and delivered cold. It's an incredible value. Raw Probiotics from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
Have you cleaned your filter lately? You know, your liver, your body's living filter. If you eat, drink, or breathe, then support your liver with Liver Care by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Stay Healthy on South Rancho Drive in Las Vegas. Developed in 1955, Liver Care, known internationally as Liv52, has been clinically proven in 182 published clinical trials and supports the liver's function when it's challenged by toxins in our food, water, air, and over-the-counter medications. For cleaning up your act, Liver Care is just as important as an apple a day. And you can find it at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Shopping Center. Call 877-2494. That's 877-2494. Liver Care by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Available at Stay Healthy. For quality products, knowledgeable staff, and memorable service, come to Stay Healthy, where we promote wellness.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out the full line of Trace Mineral Research products available every single day. There are so many to choose from. Talk with the staff at Stay Healthy. They can help you pick just the right one or the right combination that'll get you through the warm season and just get you through every single day year round. Because I will tell you, the importance of minerals is more than it has ever been in the past. Our muscles, our ligaments, our tendons, our electrolytes, so many things are dependent on getting minerals. And remember, even if you're eating organic, you're eating organic products that are coming from soil that's depleted. So you have to keep that in mind. Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Dr. Starkey, when people go in to Stay Healthy, and it seems like a lot of them start with the liquid concentrated trace minerals and they put that in their beverages, and then a lot of them like to pick up those power packs because they can use them in water bottles and use them as a nice tasting beverage throughout the day, and it's just a great convenience. I mean, I love that.
You know, I think oftentimes that word gives me the cringe, you know, it makes me cringe, you know, convenience, right? Because we've gone into a society now that instead of growing our own foods and working the, you know, we've gone to the convenience side. But I do believe, Jeff, with the proper knowledge and, of course, what's available to us today, that convenience is, we can play that into our especially in this case, the electrolytes that our bodies need in a very convenient way. And that's something that Trace Minerals takes very serious. You know, we do have 14 flavors of the of the power pack. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, there, I don't know what new flavors are going to come out with, because we've tried to give our consumers as many options as we can so that everybody can pick their favorite flavor, and they love to combine them. You know, they love to. It's amazing to me what these nurturers will do. And I say nurturers meaning those parents trying to figure out ways to unlock their kids and get them to do something good for themselves, right? Mm-hmm. But we've talked about this before, the fact that, you know, there's only 1 gram of sugar in these packets, but it's loaded with the macro electrolytes along with your vitamin B's, and of course ultimately we've added trace minerals to them as well. But at the same time, Jeff, they can make them fun, meaning we can put these power packs, mix them into water, and of course put them into ice cubes, or of course taken straight, as we've mentioned before. There, we can put them in our pockets, we can put them in our diaper bags, our briefcases, our gym bags. I mean, they're that convenient.
Well, you know, and the thing about it is you'll love the story. I was at the airport and I was flying up to Washington, and I started talking with a guy who flies up there every single week. And then it was a couple weeks later, I was flying up and we were talking about, you know, at getting water, and, you know, we're talking about electrolytes. We talked about all kinds of stuff because he works out quite a bit. And I mentioned the power packs to him, and I had my bag with me, and I said, here, try a couple. So I gave him a couple, and he went and got a bottle of water, which we usually do, and when you cross through security, and he put it in there and he shook it up, and he got off the plane. He goes, these are really good. He goes, usually when I fly even a long distance, you know, my calves and my ankles start to hurt. He said, and I feel pretty good. So it was a couple weeks later, and I was sitting over there taking the same flight up there, and he was there, and he signaled me, and I went over and sat next to him, and he reached in his bag, and he took out a Ziploc bag, and they were full of power packs. And I said, you like them? He goes, yeah. He says, I'm loving these. He said, it got me off soda. It got me off all the juices. I don't drink any of the sugared teas anymore. He goes, every time I want something to drink, I put one of these in a water bottle. So you never know how you're going to, in a conversation, give somebody exactly what they were looking for.
Sure. Sure. You know, on that note, you know, we do have, for those individuals that don't want, you know, even a gram of sugar in their diet, we do have, of course, tablets that are convenient. Mm-hmm. We also have liquids that have no, you know, flavoring whatsoever in the indoor or the 40,000 volts. As to what the product's called, but there's what we've tried to do. We've also got them in effervescent tablets, right? That we can carry the little cylinder with us. But there are so many different ways to combat the heat and thus dehydration, Jeff. That, you know, I hope that those that are listening, you know, don't get too overwhelmed, or, you know, don't know where to begin. They're, you know, going to stay healthy. They can make it so simple, and give you some options that work best for you and your circumstances. And we try to keep it very economically sound for growing families or aging homes, or, you know, again, whatever your circumstances are, there's a product that can meet your needs, and we hope that you'll take our money-back guarantee offer that we at Trace Minerals offer, and that is if you don't experience a change in your health, Jeff, we'll buy it back. Just keep the receipt from Stay Healthy, and we'll do our part.
You know, I think what happens more times than none is someone may start using the concentrated trace mineral drops, putting them in their beverage, and then they'll come back the next time and they'll pick that up and they're like, what else can I try?
Right.
You know, and whether it's the leg cramp formula, whether it's, I mean, there's so many different things. And I have to tell you that once you feel a difference, there's no more motivating factor needed.
Absolutely. No, I think that when it makes a difference for you personally, mm-hmm. and this is where so many people have benefited because of your personal experience, Jeff, because of your personal experience and what you do, it becomes a passion. You want to help those around you that are desperate or in a crisis, and guess what? That's what I love about what we do. in the educational process is that they don't have to listen to us. They can listen to their own bodies, but they have to start somewhere. Today's a great day to start, by the way.
Of course it is, you know, and, you know, I've met a lot of people over the years and people that I've known for a long time and people that probably should have made some changes and didn't. And I guarantee you at the end stage of life, there's nothing worse than having a lot of coulda, shoulda, wouldas.
Sure. You're absolutely right.
You know, and they'll be the first one to tell you, I should have, I needed to, and I didn't, or I couldn't find time and I should have made time. And, you know, I might not be in this position right now had I taken the time to make myself a priority.
Right. But you know what I love about these bodies, Jeff, and you've heard me say this for years, you know, I believe that we're all designed to be Lamborghinis, but we oftentimes treat ourselves like push mowers, right?
Mm-hmm.
We push through the day hoping tomorrow gets better, and whether that be emotionally, mentally, or physically, we keep pushing, but when tomorrow comes and goes and we don't see the results, but we keep pushing, that's called insanity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that our bodies give us some pretty good indicators that, you know, we are designed to heal. We're designed, you know, all we have to put is those tooling back in. And sometimes, Jeff, you've heard it, and you could write a book on it as far as a lifetime of abuse to our own personal bodies. And yet how amazing they are in the, you know, in that balancing process. And once we put that balancing process in, it's pretty remarkable what our bodies are designed to do.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're very, very right. And somebody just chimed in. She says, you know, every year we use the minerals during the summer months and sports and kids out of school and water parks and all that. And we use it like into the end of the summer. And she says, I swear to God, Jeff, every year we just forget about it.
We forget, and, you bet.
You know, so they're not alone that they're forgetting, you know, but we really do need to make a difference. There's so many cardiovascular problems today that doctors will tell you that, you know, having lack of minerals just make worse.
Right. You know, what's sad to me, Jeff, and this is heart-wrenching to me because I know that there's families probably listening to this, but in the sports arena, you know, even in our young athletes, every summer, we get into these two-a-days and three-a-days, and you mark my word, it's going to happen. It happens every year where we lose a young athlete that it's, you know, at the peak of their youth, and we lose them to overheated body. And for pennies on the dollar, literally pennies, with these products that we've been discussing, if we're prepping and balancing and protecting that body, remember, most supplement takers take everything at breakfast and they're done for the day. And I would pose this question at those that do that. Do you stop breathing after breakfast? Do you stop perspiring after breakfast, or do you stop worrying after breakfast? Because the last time I checked, usually after breakfast is when life begins, right?
True.
And so I would say to those that, you know, let's space these minerals out. Let's space these electrolytes out. Let's protect the body all day long, because whether we're, you know, we're all breathing, we're all, again, if you don't move 2 feet from where you are when you wake up, you're still losing. We have to put them back in. And so I would say and challenge our listeners today that, you know, just start spacing those, you know, putting that balance back in, but do it throughout the, you know, throughout the day consistently, and find out what you feel like at the end of the day, and see if you have that added, you know, energy to be able to spend doing what you, you know, prefer to do instead of being lethargic, you know, not feeling like, you know, having a headache or, you know, your body is just overwhelmed.
You know, when we are told and kind of educated about taking a good multiple vitamin, I think that's very important. And I think it's important for us today. I think everybody should be taking greens and probiotics and, you know, enzymes and all the kind of good stuff that's
sure.
out there today. But, you know, I think that people's worlds will change when they bring minerals in. And obviously, you know, I go back to when I was a kid. You know, we lived in an area where the soil was so amazingly rich in minerals, and our wells had such amazing amount of minerals that all the kids in my neighborhood, and we had to be bused into the city for school, none of the kids in our neighborhood ever had acne. It was the weirdest thing. We'd go into school and all the other kids were suffering with juvenile acne problems. But all the kids in our area, and our doctors said that it was because of all the minerals that were in the water, and we all grew gardens and everybody rotated their gardens and, you know, did the right thing back then. And they just said it was because of the mineral content that us kids did not get acne. I mean, there was no junk food and, you know, everybody ate. I mean, you knew where your chicken was coming from, where your dairy was coming from. And, you know, we knew all of those areas from the farms in the area.
Right.
And they said that because we ate so well, we didn't get it. But the kids in the city had access to, you know, the junk food and all that kind of stuff. And
right.
It was just funny that nobody in my neighborhood ever had acne. It was...
Well, you know, if you go a step further there, Jeff, tell me if I'm wrong here, but typically those that had gardens, usually, you know, they had a bumper crop of something that they wanted to share with some, you know, with
True.
Their neighbors or friends, so everybody started exchanging different bumper crops, right, with one another, drinking. And I love when you say, you know, what was your preferred drink when you were a kid? It was water, and more water. That's all that you knew was available to you. And it typically came out of a hose at one of your friends' houses, right? And yet, you know, playing in the dirt and playing outside like you got, you know, of course, again, working in the yard, getting dirty. At the end of the day, I know that there were probably times when, you know, again, that the bath water was, as you know, looked like soil by the time you were done, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And yet, I would say again that going back to that basics, we might not be growing our gardens like we should be, and some people don't have the opportunity to do that. But I think that there are some growing this knowledge as to how to put that balance back in, I think lies on, you know, again, the very things that we've been discussing today are the basics to getting our lives and our health back. And it just takes, a step in the right direction, like you said, maybe some encouragement, but knowing that there's hope. There's hope to do better. We just, again, have to make that step. So I hope that whether it be, like I said, I hope it's not a crisis that motivates you, but that we're proactive in our stance against this heat. Because, Jeff, there are times when I watch the weather, and specifically looking at the heat that you guys live in, and I know that you're like a lizard. You love that stuff.
I do love that weather.
But I don't know how you survive in it at times when it gets up to the 115s or 120, you know. It's like, how do you live in that? But at the same time, my first thought is I hope that they're protecting themselves by putting that, you know, remineralizing those waters or juices or teas. I don't care how you get it in. As long as you're putting it back in, I think that we can enjoy those times and those days much better than finding ourselves in crisis or ending up in the emergency room.
You know, the secret that I think I have found is when you're out in it, stay out. Hydrate, take your trace minerals, have your power packs, put them in water, drink, keep hydrated all day. But if you go inside and you cool down in the air conditioning and then you have to go back out again, that's when it gets you.
Starting the motor, right?
Oh, man. So I just try not to until I'm done.
You know, oftentimes we miss the little tiny basic simple tests that we can do, such as when we're dehydrated, we lose our elasticity in our skin. So but just taking a little quick pinch on the back of your hand and making sure that your skin pops right back into place, if it stays bubbled or creased, please take that as a wonderful indicator that you need more hydration.
That's right.
If you also go, you know, if you show a lack of urination or your urine is very, very dark, please take that as a wonderful indicator as your body's giving you some warning signs. I think another thing that's overlooked that can be a severe, you know, of course, a warning indicator is bad breath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when our mouths become dry or our tongues become swollen, now, of course, that's severe. But remember, that is a wonderful indicator. When you can start smelling your own breath on those hot, you know, on those days, I don't care if you're sitting at a desk or outside working, if you can smell your own breath, know that that's another, you know, symptom of dehydration. Make sure that you keep that body hydrated.
Dr. Starkey, thank you so much for being here today. It's always a pleasure, and this is pretty darn timely. I mean, if you're looking at the weather on TV, it doesn't seem timely what they're shoveling out back there. But out here, it's really timely, and I know how busy you are. Thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure, Jeff. Thank you for your passion. Thank you for the knowledge at Stay Healthy. I hope, and remember, the information is free there. Go, you know, educate yourselves and take that information, and I hope that it benefits your health, and that's what this is all about.
Have a wonderful day, my friend.
Thank you. Thanks, Jeff.
My guest today, Dr. Darren Starkey, representing Trace Minerals Research. Make sure to check out all the products. There's just a plethora of products that Stay Healthy. And a lot of new products that are not in yet. So you can even ask about some of those, what are upcoming. And of course, we'll be talking about those in the future. But it's nice to know what's coming in your favorite lines. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Well, they're your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They're in the business a long time, and they bring with them longevity, credibility, integrity, and consistency. And I think in our world of craziness out there, I think we need more consistency and high integrity, and that's what they bring every single day. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Their hours, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to take the time to visit them and bring your questions with you. You know, when you think about the big scheme of things and all the things that we make to be important for us, you know, our pastime, our hobbies, you know, the things we love, things above our families and our animals and all that kind of stuff. Every bit of this stuff is important. But if you think to yourself, if I could be healthier, would I enjoy these pastimes more? Of course you would. Would I have more energy for my family and for myself and to exercise and play with the animals and play with the kids and do the things you wanted to do rather than just come home and just kind of veg out on the couch because you're exhausted or run down or your body is just rebelling against you? There are so many easy tweaks and twitches that you can make, so many tiny little changes that can bring you monumental differences. But don't guess. And don't try to fail or do it on your own, because you know we do. Go to Stay Healthy. Let them talk with you. And let them bring you good information. If you're turning into my show for the very first time, remember all of my shows, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer. Every single day, they're recorded, podcast, and archived. And you can listen to them on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Now, when you go there, click the archive icon. When it takes you to the site, you can scroll down and listen to any of the shows that you want to listen to. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shows on there. So, you know, wherever you want to go, you can listen to them. I know people, I was at the gym about a month or so ago, and the lady next to me had headphones on, and I looked over, and it was the front of my show on her phone. She was listening to one of the shows. So I didn't say anything. I just did my thing, and we ended about the same time, and I said, "Do you like the show?" And she looked at me, and she looked back, and she looked over, and she goes, "Was that you?" And I said, "Yeah." And she goes, "That was a great show." I said, "Where are you going?" She goes, "I'm going to Stay Healthy. I need some of that." So we all want help. We all want to feel better. We all want to feel awesome. And the best way to do that is to ask questions, to reach out, to listen, to put yourself in a priority position. And remember, tune into the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. I bring you relevant topics, the good stuff, the important stuff, the stuff we need to talk about, the stuff we should be talking about. And you know, the things we don't talk enough about and we wish we had later on down the road. I want you to feel good. I want you to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. And I want you to do it with the right tools. And that's why I send you to Stay Healthy, because they're going to make sure you've got the right tools to get the job done correctly. If you're on Facebook, make sure to go to Facebook and like my page, Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I answer your questions right on the page. Stay Healthy, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Make sure to enter your email address on their website and get all that great information, downloads, coupons, newsletters, all that good stuff. Have a great day, everyone. Happy Friday. Happy weekend. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.